Hello, thank you for calling the Harry Laxer Helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
My name is Alex, and I have a potential customer for Harry Laxer lawsuit. Her name is Stephanie, and her phone number is 979-204-7717.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir.
Of course. Hello, Tiffany. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is Brandon Sharp. I'll be your intake specialist today towards the Harry Laxer lawsuit. Now, this is a recorded line. Are you interested in getting a claim through today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, if I can ask, have you ever spoken to any attorneys in the past regarding this?
No.
Got it. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed documents with another law firm against any Harry Laxer product in general?
I have not.
Got it. Okay, I'll mark that off here. Now, was it you that was using the hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Got it. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay, sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was it?
Ovarian.
Ovarian cancer. And how long ago was this?
Earlier this year, about the 13th. Was the diagnosis. That was after a little bit of testing.
You said the 13th of which month?
February.
February 13th.
I went in with symptoms like on the 3rd, and then we did some tests, and then that was the outcome.
Really? And so this was earlier this year. Have you already started treatment?
Yes.
Okay.
I did chemotherapy. I did chemo, and I ended up getting a partial hysterectomy.
Oh, partial. Did the hysterectomy come first, or did the chemo come first?
The hysterectomy came first.
Oh, I see. And the chemo is just more of along the lines of keeping it away from your system.
Like a preventative measure, I guess that's
right.
The best way to describe it.
I see. Well, how are you doing now?
I would say I made it to Christmas, and I feel better.
Yes, that's amazing. Yeah, Christmas is right around the corner, and that was at the beginning of the year now as well, so I'm glad you're feeling better towards the end. Okay, got it. So you would be filing this claim for yourself. Now, how soon did treatment come after your diagnosis?
It was straight away. Let me see if I can remember. Mm-hmm. I would say about the 20th or the 23rd.
Around that, the next following week.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And do you remember what your doctor's name was that diagnosed you?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
Dr. Rhonda Connant, C-O-N-A-N-T.
Connant. Okay, so Dr. Rhonda Connant.
Yes.
And what hospital is she located at?
Scott & White.
Sorry, say that one more time. You cut off a bit there.
I'm sorry, Baylor Scott & White.
Okay, got it. And can you spell the first letter in the name? Not letter, but word in the name?
In her first name or last name?
Not the doctor's name, but the hospital's.
Oh, Baylor, B-A-Y. L-O-R.
Got it. And where is this hospital located?
In College Station, Texas.
Okay, give me one second here. Okay, and was the street that it was off of Gaston Avenue?
No, it's 700. Mm-hmm. Let me see. I've given it out so many times.
Oh,
I think it was 700 Scott & White. This is Scott & White Drive.
Give me one second. I'm looking it up here. Was it Baylor University Medical Center?
No, it's Scott & White. No. It's Scott & White Medical Center in College Station.
I see, Scott and White. Okay, got it.
Yeah. No, that one that you're talking about is all the way in Waco. That's probably about an hour and a half away from me.
Oh, way off. I see. Okay.
Yeah. But people get it mixed up all the time.
See, yeah, there's a lot of hospitals next to each other, it looks like, for Scott and White here. I believe I have
it's a very popular town.
Okay, I got the right one down here. Okay, so this same diagnosing doctor, did she help you through the treatment as well?
When you say help me, what do you mean?
So when it comes to, you started with the hysterectomy. Did she guide you through the hysterectomy, or were you assigned a treating doctor?
Oh, no, she helped me through the whole process. I'm sorry.
The whole process. I see. Okay. And I do know that when it comes to chemo, you have a team and such around you.
Yes.
Okay. But moreover, she... Right. Okay. Got it. And when it comes to the hair relaxer that you were using, would you stick with a certain brand?
I actually did stick with a certain brand. It was kind of like the brand that my family used, which is Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely. I see. L'Oreal.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And about how many times a year would you say that you used it?
It really just depends on, like, if I had a short haircut. I would say about every 6 weeks, to be quite honest with you.
Every 6 weeks, I see. So
yeah.
Once or twice every 2 months.
Yeah, that was not unusual.
Okay, so at most it would be about 6 times a year?
No, because if I had a short haircut, you kind of do retouches, so I wouldn't put
right.
like a whole relaxer, so I would just do a retouch. So
oh,
I would say, in a year, I'll probably relax my hair at least 10 times, to be honest with you.
Okay, at least 10 times. Okay, and this was prior to your diagnosis, so.
Oh, yeah.
Got it. Okay, so you did use the brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed. Got it. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
9/24/75.
1975. Got it. And this next question is a bit random, but were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome in the past?
No.
Okay, good to hear. And when it comes to the hair relaxer that you did use, Dark and Lovely, did any of your family or loved ones suffer the same injury that you did?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, that's good to hear. Got it. So when you first ever used hair relaxer, do you remember what year that would be?
That I have a clear recollection, I would say. Goodness.
While back.
It's been, yeah. I would say maybe like 2012-ish.
2012, got it. And were you still living in Texas then?
Was I in Texas? I may have, yeah, I lived in Texas then. I've been here for a while, so yeah.
Yes, okay, got it. So you most likely started using it in Texas. And when was the last time you remember ever taking hair relaxer or using it, I mean?
The interesting thing is the last time I used it was in January of this year.
January, okay, so at the start of the year, and it was a month before your diagnosis.
Yeah.
And did you stop because of the side effects, or did you stop because of the diagnosis?
I stopped because of the diagnosis, and I just wasn't sure what the issue was, so I didn't want to.
Was it your doctor who let you know about the possible connection between the two?
I mean, we did discuss it, yes.
I see. Okay. So they brought it up that it could possibly be the hair relaxer that caused it.
Yeah, we did discuss it, yes.
Got it. Okay. And you would use these hair relaxers monthly. You were using Dark and Lovely. Would you go to a salon or do it yourself?
A combination of the two.
Combination of the two. Got it. And when you did do it yourself, do you remember where you would most commonly go to purchase it?
A beauty supply.
A beauty supply, just locally. Okay. And salon-wise, were there any big-name salons or just a local salon as well?
Just whatever. Just a local salon. I was not a real all the time salon goer.
Right, right. It's also expensive.
Yes.
Okay, got it. I'll mark that off. So it looks like if you used it from 2012 to basically the start of 2024, that's about 12 years straight that you used hair relaxer. Does that sound right?
It does sound right.
Okay, got it. Many different years. I'm sure you had your routine as well. You do it at the same time every 6 weeks, like you said, right?
Yes, unless there was like some weird thing that happened, more than likely it's always around the same time.
Right, got it. Okay. And you don't currently use them now, obviously, but do you have any receipts or empty bottles? It's okay if you don't.
I was going to say no, I don't.
That's okay. Got it. I'll mark it off. Most don't. I mean, it's the type of thing you would throw away right off the bat. Okay. Got it. So you first started using them in 2012 here. Did your cancer diagnosis happen? Was there a latency period of at least 2 years from when you first used the product and your diagnosis?
Say that again.
Yeah. So was there a latency period, which just means that there was a period of at least 2 years in between your first usage and your diagnosis?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. I know it's a redundant question, but I do have to ask.
Just wanted to make sure I understood.
Of course. Got it. And between those 12 years, you did mention that you basically never really stopped. You never had a period where you stopped it, unless there was some type of like issue that came up where you just weren't able to get to it, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay, got it. Okay. So the treatment that you went through was a partial hysterectomy, and that came first, and then you did go through chemo. Do you remember how many cycles of chemo you went through?
Eight.
Or rounds, I should say. Eight rounds of chemo. Okay, and that was the following week around the 20th.
I had the hysterectomy first, it was about the 20th, in that area.
Approximately.
And then I have to kind of rest my body a little bit. And we talked about the chemo and what that would look like and with all of the things that it could do.
Right.
As far as, like, even my hair falling out and all that. And so then we started the eight rounds shortly thereafter, probably maybe 4 or 5 days later.
4 to 5 days later afterwards. I see. So
yeah.
They went straight into it, sounds like, after that diagnosis. I'm glad you had a good team around you.
Yeah.
Got that down here. And you did mention that you are doing better now. I'm glad to hear you got a Christmas coming up. Were you able to spend Thanksgiving with your family?
I was. I still kind of wear a mask because, I just don't want to catch a cold or anything weird. But
yeah, immune system-wise, it's understandable. A lot of people are getting sick around this time, just common flu and colds and such. So it is best to do so.
I have a test of COVID around, so I don't want any problems.
No, definitely not with COVID. We're way over that now. Don't want to have to deal with it anymore. Okay, I have that down. Now, I do want to double check and make sure that I have the right hospital. So if you don't mind saying the address once more for me.
I think it's 700 Scott and White Drive.
Scott and White Drive. And that is Texas. And that would be the zip code 77845.
Oh, I don't know. There's
it's okay
code.
If you don't remember that exact code, but
yeah,
700 Scott and White Drive, College Station, Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely have the right one down here then. Give me just a second here. I appreciate your patience, by the way. I know it's a lot of different questions.
Oh, no worries.
Okay. Now, on to questions about yourself. If you could, this is for HIPAA compliance purposes only, confirm your gender for me.
I'm female.
Thank you. And your current marital status?
I'm single.
Single at the moment. And your first name was Tiffany? T-I-F-F-A-N-Y?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a middle name, Tiffany?
Tiara, T-I-A-R-A.
T-I-A-R-A. T-I-A-R-A. Got it? And your last name?
Thompson. T-H-O-M. T like Paul, S-O-N.
Got it. Thompson. Tiffany Thompson. Got it. And what is your social?
I don't feel comfortable giving my social over the phone.
That's understandable.
Can I get the last four?
The last four is fine.
3534.
3534. Got it. Okay. Now, in terms of insurance, do you currently have health insurance? Completely fine if you don't.
I do have health insurance.
Okay. Got it. And for your primary contact information, what is the best primary email to reach you at?
The one that you have now.
Okay. And if you could spell that out for me.
I'm sorry. Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, mm-hmm. T-I-A-R-A, @yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. Okay. Got that down. Tiffany Tiara @yahoo.com. And the phone number I have for you is 979-204-7717?
Yes.
Okay. Is this your mobile phone?
It is.
Got it. And how do you prefer to be contacted? Through phone calls, texts, emails?
I prefer texts and emails just because sometimes I'm resting and I don't want to be disturbed.
Of course. Got it. I'll mark that off here. And you can also know who's trying to contact you. What's the best time of day for you? Do you work at all?
The afternoon is best for me.
Afternoons. Got it. I'll mark that off. And your current address?
3150 Ben Feather Road, number 1013.
Number 1013.
Brian, mm-hmm.
And
Brian,
what's your name again?
Finfeather, FinSeaTher, Road.
Got it.
And it's number 1013. It's my apartment number. And the zip code is 77801.
Got it. And 1013 is your apartment number?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And when it comes to the medical records, did you hold on to those or did you leave them at the hospital?
The hospital has them.
Okay. You would be able to obtain them if you asked for them?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And, of course, the law firm can also pull those medical records. It's completely up to you what you're more comfortable with.
Okay.
Now, if you did pull them yourself, would you be able to email them or mail them?
I would have to see how the hospital gives them to me.
I see what you mean. Okay. Got it. I'll go ahead and mark that down. And my last question for you is if you would like to put down an emergency contact. So that's in case we're unable to contact you, anyone that you would trust to continue your case.
No, not at this time.
Got it. I'll mark that off. Give me one quick second here. Okay. Now, those are all the questions I had for you for the time being. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to your email as well as your text so you have a copy in both. Now, these documents are the retainers for the attorneys. So after you do sign them, you'll be able to get a call from the attorney in the next 2 days here to verify the information. And after that, your claim is submitted. Now, that being said, they also contain the medical release form. So if you'd like the law firm to pull those medical records, they'd be able to. That's completely up to you. You can get them yourself, of course.
Okay. Can you tell me, like, what the process is? Like, after I do all of that, how long are we looking at as far as...
You're looking at within... Oh, sorry. You can continue your sentence.
Yeah, I was going to say any claims being put forth or is the lawsuit still going? I don't know the status of it. I'm sorry.
No, of course, it is currently active, and there are settlements being made. In terms of the process between the claim being submitted and the settlement, I know that it takes at least within the year. I would have to give it within 2025. The attorney is supposed to communicate with you throughout the claim process, of course, so they let you know what the status is and where you're at throughout the process. So as long as that communication is kept up between you and the attorney, that's how you kind of get a rough estimate on where your claim is at. In terms of what we're doing now, after you sign these documents, that's what allows the attorney to give you a call. They'll verify the information with you. And I'd highly suggest to have some questions for the attorney before verifying, as that's when your claim is officially submitted. In terms of the claim process, if you ever feel that the attorney isn't communicating with you or you're not getting a satisfactory process with the law firm, you can always withdraw. That being said, it's the same process for every law firm with the whole application. So you would just do this again with another one or a reputable one. So nothing completely locks you in. Another thing I should also add is that they work on a contingency basis. So nothing comes out of your pocket, but they get paid from the settlement.
Okay. And so if the settlement happens or if I receive something, then they receive a certain percentage and then I receive a certain percentage. Is what
that is correct. Yes. And okay. You can ask the attorney what that percentage is. And you can also, I would say to work with them regarding that and see what your options are, or if you have options with them. It's always good to have more of a conversation before the claim is submitted.
Sure.
And I should have sent those documents over, so you should have received them. Let me know if you did.
Yes, I do see them.
Okay. Now, you can put me on speaker. When you open the link that I sent, either through text or email, it should bring those documents up, and there'll be yellow boxes for signatures as well as initials.
I do see that. I do want to read it before I just sign it.
Of course you can. Did you want to wait on reading it, or?
Yes, I would like to read it, and
okay.
As soon as I'm done, I complete the process.
No problem at all. I'll go ahead and mark that off here. For the time being, that's all we have to go through on this call. So after you do review the documents, go ahead and let me know. I'll send a text from my personal desk line. So once you send through those signatures, I'll review them, and you're set from there.
Thank you so much.
Of course, hopefully I can make the process a bit easy, and hopefully I gave you some good information regarding it.
I appreciate you so much.
No problem at all. I hope you have a good rest of your day, okay? And I'll send that text through now. My name is Brandon Sharp, by the way.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too.
Thank you. Bye.